This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Thursday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The Taoiseach says a COVID-19 vaccine could be offered to everyone who wants one by the end of June. Leo Varadkar told his party last night it's based on up to 15% of people in other countries not taking up the offer. However, he said it was too soon to promise at this stage because of supply. Chair of the Irish Medical Organisation GP Committee, Dr. Dennis McCauley, says the numbers who refuse a vaccine could increase over the coming months.
The level of refusal in the cohorts that are being offered is very low, which is excellent. I think as you go to a younger population whose health belief sort of views are slightly different, there may be more refusals.
Calls have been made to give wedding couples clarity on the easing of restrictions for the remainder of the summer. A Cork TD who says as the vaccine rollout ramps up, the number of guests permitted to attend a wedding should change. Fianna Fáil's Christopher O'Sullivan says if every person who wants a COVID-19 vaccine is offered one by the end of June, numbers to wedding receptions should increase. Speaking to Red FM News, Deputy Christopher O'Sullivan says changes are needed.
Look, at the moment we're at a situation where you can have 50 at the ceremony, but only 6 at the actual reception. That needs to change. By the end of June, it's looking very likely that we'll have at least 80% of the population vaccinated. And that, to me, means that we should review the numbers of people who can attend wedding receptions.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and it's a busy weekend for the Cork hurlers and footballers. The footballers are in action on Saturday afternoon as they begin their Alliance National Football League campaign against Kildare. The hurlers, meanwhile, will be looking to build on last week's win over Waterford and make it 2 wins from 2 as they face Tipperary on Saturday evening. Hurling selector Dermot O'Sullivan told Red FM Sport that they were happy with their performance against the Taoiseach last week, but they won't be getting carried away.
Again, look, we can get carried away on last year. Look, last year's gone, we can't get it back. We can get carried away, and today it's one victory. We set ourselves out that we would try and definitely win our home games. Obviously, Waterford was first up. Put our best foot forward, give guys an opportunity to consolidate themselves, keep themselves in the team, and see where it got us.
In football, the Premier League has rolled over its broadcast rights deals in the UK market for a further 3 seasons until the 24-25 season, with all of its existing partners, Sky Sports, BT, Amazon and the BBC, and for the same fees. The deal was worth over £4 billion in the last round of rights negotiations, and it'll be the same again, but there was no requirement for a tender process this time around. In the Premier League tonight, Manchester United and Liverpool played their refixed game after the Old Trafford fixture was postponed due to fan protests. Kickoff at Old Trafford is at 8:15. Before that, Everton will be looking to maintain their push for European football. The Toffees are away to Aston Villa at 6. And Porto is set to be named later as the host city for the Champions League final between Manchester City and Chelsea on Saturday, May 29th.
The 5 biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
I was asking the question yesterday, and it got quite heated with regards to religious education, sex education, and the family. What is deemed to be a family in Ireland? And what's being taught and what you would like to be taught to your small children. Massive response to it by email, by text and by call. So I'm going to just dive straight into this and mix it up across the morning. So Jade, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Thank you so much. I know you're under pressure, so thank you so much for taking the call and squeezing me in. Did you want to pick up on yesterday's conversation? Go ahead.
Well, basically, I think there's absolutely no space for religion in school these days. I mean, it's 2021, and I think basically if they're going to bring in like classes where kids can learn about all sexualities and basically safe sex, it's time. You know, there's no better time to do it than now. And like, I was raised Catholic. I was christened, I got my communion, I got my confirmation, but like, I didn't understand any of it at that age. So like, it wasn't until I kind of got to secondary school that I kind of started listening to it and realized like how ridiculous it all was. And basically, I remember yesterday you were on the phone and you were on about younger kids kind of explaining that they'd seen like pictures and stuff of like Jesus on the cross and nailed to the cross at such a young age.
5.
And I remember like when I was younger and I would have been like under the age of 7. And do you remember like in religion, like years ago, there were like the Alive-O books?
Yeah. Like, well, I don't, but I saw them at home with the kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I remember I used to have a teacher and she used to like print out photos from that. And I remember clear as day, I was under the age of 7. And I remember colouring in pictures of like this man nailed to a cross, and like just people, there was like people all looking up at this man, and like that's like.
How old were you, Jade?
I moved schools when I was around 7, and this would have been in the first school.
Okay.
I remember that teacher. So I was under the age of 7 getting this.
And do you recall how you felt about the nailing of, you know, the cross?
Back then, it just seemed so normal. Because it had been like drilled into our heads the whole time. But like, it's not normal to be colouring a picture of a man nailed to a cross when you look at it that way, you know?
It's incredible, because I got an email on that yesterday, and I got a second one, which I'll read out, saying exactly the same thing. I appreciate the crucifixion of Jesus is at the centre of Catholic teaching, but is it appropriate to be telling a 5-year-old about a man being nailed to a cross, placing thorns on his head, and leaving him to die while his mother watches on helplessly?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Like, I've got 2 daughters and I never christened them. I'm raising them like without a religion. And then when they're like at a certain age that they've some kind of like cop on and like some of the common knowledge or common sense, then I like explain religions to them. Like, not just the Catholic Church. I'll explain like all religions to them. And if they want to be a part of like whatever religion they want, then that's no problem.
Okay. What about sexuality in school then? At what age should that be taught? Or different family units? Or should it be taught at all?
That needs to be taught. Because the way I see it is there could be a child at home who is struggling with their sexuality and like privately, like in their own heads, and they know themselves that they are gay. But like they could have parents that aren't supportive of that. But then if they go to a school and the school is teaching it and the school is showing that it's completely normal to be who they are, then they're going to know that it's okay. And also on the other side of it, there's going to be other kids that just say they aren't gay, they aren't homosexual. They're going to be able to see, like if they're learning about kids that have 2 dads or kids that have 2 moms, and they're also learning about kids that have a mom and a dad, or kids that just have 1 dad. You know, if they're learning about all these different things,
and
they're
you know something,
going to think that that's normal.
Yeah, they will. And if they're being taught that in school and they're experiencing that and there are conversations about it in school, they won't be mocking other kids then as they grow older.
There's going to be less bullying, especially if there are kids being taught about this. It's just going to make everything normal, because it is perfectly okay to be young at that age.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast, or on redextra.ie.